You're listening to Oldies 104. I'm Dan Nevereth here, peeking at you through the hole in the record. I can see what you're doing out there.
The end of a good night's sleep was near when on came my radio. It was tuned into Oldies 104, so on came the Danny Nevereth Show. His sense of humor cracked me up, and he played the best oldies too. And when the deadhead called him, I said to myself, what a morning crew. Where 104 means oldies and more, and they trounce the competition. Where junior and senior keep me listed. So now every morning I wake up and start off my day with them. The best morning show in Buffalo is on WECT, Oldies 104. FM.
He went away.
My boyfriend's back. We're going to give you a chance right now here on Oldies 104 and the Dan Nevereth Show to win yourself a neat prize. All you have to do is call 644-9870. And I'm a little concerned about our conversation today because we did not ask him to be on the station pitch, hit, and run team. See, he was on the team last year, and we won the championship. We got the trophy, got to keep it for a whole year. But we were defending this year, and we didn't ask him to come back. We took some people from the station instead, so he'll probably... I mean, we still won. We won the championship. We are the most athletic of all the radio stations. They're pretty wimpy, really. But we won that yesterday at Pilot Field. Even though I showed up at the last second and they were going to forfeit if I wasn't there in another minute and a half, they told us we had until like 12:30, but they decided to start early. And our team was ready with the exception of myself. So I went out on the mound and hurled us to victory. I don't want to brag or anything, but yeah, I do. You it's know. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning at Oldies 104. I'm a little nervous as we dial up the Deadhead's number out there in Lackawanna because we didn't ask him to participate this year in our pitch hit and run. We won anyway, but he... Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Larry?
Oh, Danny. You know, it's... yeah.
Yeah, I can see
you.
Are you are you angry with me?
You're not asking the Deadhead to compete in that pitch hit and run contest. Was one of the biggest grossest injustices in sports.
Oh, okay, Larry.
Whatever happened to strike spirits and Mrs. Chuck Healy?
Can I talk to the Deadhead? I know.
I'm not really sure either. Hold on.
All right. He was angry. I've never.
Ain't no hard feelings. No nukes about not being in that contest yesterday at Pilot Field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, every time I think of that, I get bad memories of my first wife.
Wait a second. This was pitch, hit, and run.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, every night I'd get liquored up and tell her I was going out, and she'd pitch, hit, and run.
No, pitch,
you know?
pitch.
No, she couldn't pitch for nothing. Hey, help me out with this crossword puzzle, will you?
That's right.
It's a 75 down. What has 75 balls and screws old ladies? Oh, yeah. Bingo. I got it.
Deadheads.
I got to tell you about a friend of mine. Lucky. You know, some guys get all the luck. Listen to this.
What?
He just got a job as a security guard in a nudist camp. I mean, you know.
Holy mackerel. Now, that's got to be a difficult job.
Well, not really, but, you know, he did say that the first half hour was the hardest.
Dwayne Walker is your host every afternoon with Sports Wrap on Oldies 104 AM, which is AM 1120.
That's right, on the dial.
Sports talk show.
It's a hot, hot show.
Okay, now you brought in an example of some of the stuff you do.
Yeah, it's not called stuff. It's called material.
Ooh.
See, now what you just said was really dumb, and I'm not prejudiced or anything,
okay,
but
okay.
You're coming from a white guy, that's just one, an example. It's just some dumb stuff that white people say to me.
They say dumb things
to you? And just roll the tape.
Oh, okay.
And now, the top five dumbest things that white folks have said to Dwayne. Number five.
Is it true about that extra bone you have in the back of your leg that makes you jump higher?
And number four.
Do you actually think Jerry Cooney will be the next heavyweight champion?
Number three.
I'm not prejudiced. I went to school with a black guy.
Number two.
I voted for Jesse Jackson. I really did.
And number one.
Is what they say about that myth thing really true?
The Phantom of the Opera. I'm the Phantom of the Radio, Dan Nevereth, and I just called somebody to wish them a happy birthday, and they said, no, it wasn't me.
Hello.
Hello, is this Nan?
Yes.
Nan, Dan Nevereth calling. How are you?
Oh, jeez. Are you serious?
I'm serious, yes, and I'm calling for a very serious purpose.
But this doesn't sound like the Dan Nevereth.
Well, no, this is just the older one.
No, this doesn't sound like the older one.
Oh, well, this is. It really, honest to goodness, no kidding.
Was
really,
born.
It's me. And the reason I'm calling is because we missed your birthday.
Oh, my God. See, this is your voice.
It is my voice.
Is you?
It's me.
Oh, my God. I don't believe it.
Nan,
oh,
I have a
geez.
Poem. I have a poem for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Roses are red, violets.
No. That would be dumb. No.
Oh, go ahead.
Even though she went away, she can't escape another birthday. As long as her friends are alive, the world will know she's 45.
Oh, my God. Thank God you didn't say this on the radio.
Yes, I just did.
But he's been wondering.
I already did, Nan. You're on the radio.
Don't say this.
Is there anything you want to say to your fellow workers who told me about this?
Good thing I do the paychecks. They'll be crying on Friday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy belated birthday.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.
The phone is ringing on Dedawana Avenue out in Lackawanna. Hello?
Yeah, hold on a second, will you?
What's the matter? Oh, hello? What?
Just kicked my television set in.
You kicked your TV? What's the matter? What's the matter?
Out of a television. You know, these shows are so stupid.
Well, like what? What do you want?
That show about Steve Boyd's fiance.
I'm afraid to ask. What's that one called?
America's Least Wanted.
Oh, you stop it.
Show stinks.
Stop
it. It's Most Wanted. I love that show, though. That's an excellent one. You know, John Doe murdered 79 people, raped 25, killed his mother. We need your help. Oh, hold on. Let me just go get a bat. I'll get that sucker. No, I want to get him. Really.
No, they do. They catch a lot of people on that show. That's
and
a very good
that
show.
That other show about that, what is that cartoon characters, The Simpsons?
Yeah, what's wrong with that one?
The only reason I watched it was I thought it was about a former Bills running back who gets liquored up and beats the snot out of his wife.
No.
But speaking of beating, boy, I saw Ronnie Rice down at Harbor Place last night.
Uh-huh.
Does he go there much?
Does he what?
Does he go there much?
Well, he's there all the time. I
saw him get into this heated debate with that booze broad he's going out with. It got ugly, yeah. He told her that when he dies, you know, it's in his will that she gets absolutely everything. The house, the boat, the car, and she flipped out.
Well, why would she be unhappy about that if she gets everything?
Well, because there's a special little clause in the will that says she can't have it till she's 18.
We didn't really make a big enough deal out of the president's birthday yesterday. After all, no matter what your politics, he's the president of the United States, and we just said it was his birthday, and that was it. And apparently he was slightly offended that we didn't make a bigger deal out of it. So I called him again this morning at the Oval Office.
Happy birthday to Georgie. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my gosh, I recognize...
Dictators, Dan. Happy hell of a birthday to you, Georgie, baby. Thanks, Jimmy.
Mr. President.
Jimmy's here now.
Jimmy's
Danny's
there.
He's calling me a day late.
Well,
are you living in that California time zone, Dan?
No, Mr. President, I'm sorry. I got busy. We had a lot of contests and things, and I didn't have a chance.
Hey, George, he's living in the ozone.
Mr. President. Can we just send our best wishes to you on your birthday, and we hope that you have many, many more, sir.
Sure, Dan.
Don't trust him, George. He's with the media.
What, Jim?
Better late than never. You're probably a member of that New York State Legislature.
Mr. President.
Here, and I thought his problem was being early, Jimmy.
Mr. President, happy birthday to you. What's Jimmy doing there with you? What's going on?
Jimmy and I are commiserating, Dan.
You're what? He's
very upset.
George,
very upset. Not
George
good.
Didn't want to spend his 80th birthday with his 200-year-old wife all alone. And he asked me to come here, and I'm having a bit of a rough spell myself, Danny.
Well, I heard about that.
Yeah, it was a sad, sad day on Pitch Street the other day, I'll tell you.
Losing the Conservation Party, Dan.
It was horrible.
Wait a minute,
Just because my buddies cut down those trees doesn't mean that I should lose the conservation vote.
Sir, it's not the conservation.
Yeah, you know it. And we try and clean up the water with all that chlorine.
Okay, but you see, no, it wasn't the conservation.
But I lose the conservation vote.
Don't you worry about it, Jimmy. Read my lips. The grand old party's gonna back you.
That's why I'm here, Danny.
Sorry.
I'm here in the nation's capital because I need the Republican vote.
Okay. Well, can I talk to you guys again later?
Yeah, sure. Jimmy, just one piece of advice. You want the Republicans to back you, make sure you got your hands firmly planted on your ankle.
Today's episode of The Young and the Tasteless is brought to you by...
Thinking about a trip to visit Grandma this summer? How about the Grand Canyon or the Gold Coast? Introducing vacation fares from Air Monopoly. The fact we are really all of the airlines in the U.S. teamed up as one allows us to give you the best possible rate to any destination in the 48 connecting states. Our low weekend fare allows you to fly coast to coast, round trip, for only $99. Just stay over a Saturday and Monday night, but not Sunday. Leave on a Tuesday before 6 a.m. and return before you leave. It's just that simple. If this doesn't fit your schedule, Air Monopoly can work out a vacation package to meet your time frame at a slightly higher fare. Monopoly Air, working harder to save you more.
$99 fare does not include airport departure tax, beverage service, fuel surcharge, or pilot. Reservations must be made 365 days in advance and only in a leap year. Contact your travel agent or call Monopoly Air today.
Tasteless! Real people, real problems, honest. I'm your announcer, Harry Meganad, speaking. When last we met, the Light Loafer Lovelies were handing out training manuals to high school kids. Boy, if I'd only had one of those when I was in high school, I would have known what all that stuff written on the bathroom wall meant. Oh, in today's episode, the cops are looking for a big bust. Aren't we all?
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Drive-by shooting in progress at Smith and Doolittle.
Hey, should we respond?
No, we can't. We don't want to give away our position.
Yeah, they might have a scanner and they'd know we were here.
All cars, report of children derailing a train carrying nuclear weapons. Approach cautiously. These children are considered armed and dangerous.
Maybe we should...
I said no, we hold our position.
But...
Look, we have to overlook some crime to get to the big guys.
Gee, it just seems that...
Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Calling all cars. 25 Hell's Angel gang members beating up a senior citizen... at Our Lady of Perpetual Motion Bingo.
Did he?
Don't even say it. How long you been an undercover cop?
5 years.
5 years and you still haven't gotten your priorities straight?
I'm sorry, but I'm just feeling so helpless sitting here while...
Calling all cars. Possible bank robbery in progress at... Disregard. It's the FDIC closing another bank.
Okay, it's 9 o'clock, so let's do that thing that we do so well.
Don't move!
Don't move!
We'll blow your head off!
Don't move anybody! Okay. We got the stuff. Come on in, guys. Everybody in here. Let's see how much we got here. Jeez. Oh, look at this.
It looks like a big haul.
I think this is the stuff, man. Let me taste that. Yeah. We hit the jackpot. This is the real thing. Wow. Look at these cherry bombs, bottle rockets. Whoa, we in the M-80s.
Yeah, we did it. Ruined another 4th of July.
Car 6, drive-by shooting and mooning at...
Hey, don't bother us. We're busy.
Well, it looks like it's going to be quiet in my neighborhood this 4th. Yeah, sure, like nobody will be able to get any. Well, actually, I haven't been able to get any in quite some time. Fireworks, that is. The young and the tasteless. Real people. Real problems. All honest. I'm your sparkler of an announcer. Harry Meganad speaking exclusively on Oldies 104.
5 minutes after 8 o'clock, 67 degrees in Buffalo. And finally, in Mesa, Arizona, a thief calls himself Butch Cassidy, a vegetarian terrorist. He claims he stole the statue of Ronald McDonald in Mesa and threatens to steal more of them until Mickey D's comes up with a vegetarian sandwich. McVeg wants to see a soy burger, something he can sink his teeth into.
Soy burger. I love those soy burgers.
This guy hasn't tasted the new McLean yet.
Guess he doesn't ever taste the special sauce.
Whew, that's terrible to think about that. Stealing a national symbol, I mean, that's awful.
Yeah. It's like stealing the flag, man.
That's right. No, well, not quite.
It's like stealing...
What do you think about somebody who'd do a thing like
something.
That? You, sir, there's somebody walking by the studio right now. What do you think about someone who would do a thing like that?
Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
Well, no, we're
talking... You don't frighten us, English pig.
No, we're talking about the McDonald's.
Boil your bottoms under a silly person.
Somebody coming over to shop at the Galleria.
You upper king. You and all your silly English king.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. What?
I was trying to signal you to just go to the jingle. So just go to the jingle.
Well, he had more to say.
Oh, he did.
I fart in your general direction.
The Danny Nevrith Show on WHTT-FM and AM.
All right, the phone's ringing out there in Lackawanna. They did a terrible thing. The Deadhead agreed that he would challenge us in the karaoke contest at the ballpark. And we agreed we'd do a song. We did a real song. Steve and Dan, myself, we did California Girls. We were assisted by Brian Kale from Channel 7 and Linda Pellegrino. And then the Deadhead got out there with Larry and his buddies. And Hello?
Yes.
Larry? Larry.
Oh, Danny, you know.
I know.
Hey, Louise, after further review of the HTT karaoke contest before the Eureka Franken concert. What else could it be but
another one of those? Yeah, I know.
Opinionated days, Danny.
Larry.
I'll tell you, seeing Mr. Head out there, I haven't seen an artist put on a performance like that since I saw Bobby Sherman at Shea's. Whatever happened to Tony DeFranco?
Could I talk to the Deadhead? I'm not as angry with you as I am with... Got out there, and he did this... Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, hey! You know, da-da-da... He didn't even sing a song, just went, hey!
Hey!
That's don't start again, please.
Hey, no hard feelings, right?
No hard feelings? You cheated!
Hey, solve an argument for me, will you?
What?
Who's got a bigger head, Mike Milani or Buster Bison? I'm not really sure myself, but I will tell you this.
What?
Judging by the number of happy Father's Day calls I got yesterday from strange kids, I think it's safe to say that in the late 80s, I might have done more tapping than Dennis Vacco.
Okay. Deadhead.
But it's weird. They all pitch in every year, and they get me the dumbest gift.
What'd you get?
And this year, it took the cake. Got me these goofy pair of shoes.
Shoes?
Every time I wear them, all I can think about is Dan Jr.'s love life.
What are you talking about?
Well, they're Nunbush.
did.
But you
were terrible. You were really awful at the ballpark the other day. I was disgusted with you.
I might have been on the field, but off the field, you might not have heard, but I hooked up with a couple of those diamond girls.
The girls who dance around in front of the stage?
Yeah, you know, the typical cheerleader.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to brag, but I had my way with them.
Oh, Seth, you did
here's
not.
Here's what ticked me off, though. Yeah. Afterwards, typical cheerleader, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She says to me what the past five cheerleaders I've been with said, and it irritates me.
What is that?
She looked me in the eye and said, "So all you guys play on the same team?"
Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. And I wonder what you're doing tonight. It's 25 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning at Oldies 104.
I'm related to Tommy Boyce.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Steve Boyce? Oh, that's right. I never thought of that. Gee. Steve, you had a pretty exciting weekend.
It was a very exciting weekend.
Oh, you got to do
singing
it all.
For the first two times in my professional career,
If
you count Thursday.
That's right. You were on stage for the Mamas and Papas on Thursday.
And then singing, backing you up, right. So to speak.
I wish they all could be Cheektowaga girls. Wow. And then you got to go to a wedding reception on Saturday night.
And a dance recital.
And a dance recital. I mean, that is just such an... You guys...
Got to sit in front of a mean old lady.
Yeah. You and she said to you...
Oh, God, not another big one.
And then Dan had an exciting weekend.
What?
He got to perform, got to go to a wedding ceremony.
Yeah, let's see. I went from turkeys on Thursday with the Mamas and the Papas to chicken barbecues yesterday.
Dan spent Father's Day with a bunch of volunteer firemen.
With a bunch of mothers.
And they were selling chicken dinners, and Dan still smells like barbecue sauce.
Yeah, he smells good, actually.
Stop
making
licking
me hungry.
My fingers. I don't know where they've been.
So it was quite a weekend. The mayor, what we should do is we should get in touch with the mayor sometime in the next couple of days. So in case he ever comes out during another concert, that he'll know the name of the performer. You know, like when he reads the proclamation for him.
Or the name of the MC.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really disappointed because the mayor is the last person that I would have figured to be starstruck. You know, I mean, he forgets his roots. Now that he's the mayor and mm-hmm. going on for county executive, he forgets, I mean, a classmate. He forgets you.
That's right.
He's known me his whole life. He's known Steve. We're all from South Buffalo. And yet, he walks right by us as if, you know, he completely forgot
thing.
Who we are.
No, it's a vision.
Oh, no. He walked right by you guys. He said hi to me.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Did he?
Sorry, guys.
Brownie. He said hello to you, huh?
Yeah. Well, Dennis Gorski came over to my house for
That's
dinner
right.
last night.
Yeah, Dennis was over for Father's Day at
our
place.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. We were there. We had kielbasa. He felt right at home. It was wonderful. So, but anyway, what did he call Aretha? Urethra, or something like that, as he read the proclamation. Well,
obviously, the mayor is taking that first aid course again.
So, who do we have coming up next? For the last concert, we have...
Hooey Louie in the news.
Hooey Louie and Dewey.
Hooey Louie and Dewey. So
coming up, we dedicate this
No, he won't do it because it's the news.
Oh, that's right. He won't.
Huey Lewis and the Buffalo News.
I never read
that
artist. That's
so negative.
It's time for a look at the
negative
latest.
Negative songs about...
News and sports.
San Francisco.
Here's Stephen S. Boyd, who actually will be spoken to by the mayor. On occasion, and the news. Oh, no, I just had this horrible thought. Remember the deadhead ran for mayor? You don't say, okay, we're going live. Take it away in the live report.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's another one of those opinionated days, you know, not voting for this next man for county executive would be the biggest and grossest injustice the city's seen since they let Schoenfeld go. Please welcome the Deadhead!
You know, 410 beers ago, I had a dream! Yeah, a dream about this dude who said, hey, ask not what this county can do for you, but what can you do for this county? Brothers, That dude was me. And that's why I want you to vote Deadhead for county executive. But listen, don't vote for me because I bought you a drink or because I fathered most of your children. Vote for me because I've been there. Yeah, that's right. I've been there. In 1977, during the blizzards, our streets were getting plowed, and so was I.
Yeah!
Yeah, and in 1985, when crime was at its worst, I was there in the Erie County Holding Center. And in 1991, when our boys were battling those Iraqis, I was right here in Buffalo, getting bombed myself. Now listen, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, I got about as much chance in this race as a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. But listen, pal, my one leg is better than Griffin or Gorski's bird legs. So if you're looking for a four-year happy hour, you got one choice. Vote Deadhead for county executive. You know, we may be going to hell in a bucket, but at least we're enjoying the ride, yeah? At least we're enjoying the ride. Thank you very much. You've been a great audience. I love you, all three of you.
The Midnight Confessions. We heard a confession from our own Carolyn Kerr, that she has the wife of a starving artist. You've probably seen some of his stuff at the gas station.
She was naked.
Well, she volunteered that. See, we would be accused of trying to get that information from. No, but I mean, we would be accused of trying to get that information from her.
That's true. We did not.
She volunteered it.
We didn't bring the subject up.
No,
she volunteered the info.
We were talking about paintings and sculptures. We didn't even go like, hey, you know. I mean, we just. And then she said, oh, you know, sometimes. Didn't you, Carolyn?
I did. Scandalous.
And now your mother is going to have to go into her life savings to buy a couple of sculptures.
Poor little widow lady is going to have to buy a couple of naked sculptures for her daughter to save her reputation.
Yeah. Well, does he still have the molds, though? I mean, could he make more of these?
No.
Hey, Carolyn, how does your nude sculpture compare to the three girls here in our sales department that were sculpted by your husband?
What? You know what, though?
You didn't know about that?
I think it's only fair, since you guys are going to be seeing me naked,
right,
that I get maybe a photo of you guys all naked. Maybe all together one room. That would
you
be really
give her the
nice
picture? Oh, it's 25 minutes after 8 o'clock.
I've got an idea.
What?
Why doesn't she come down here on Monday? She can do the traffic from the studio, and we'll all do the show.
Naked. Yeah, okay. That's only, really, it's fair, because then there's, you know, I mean, then she'll be able to laugh, too.
Wait a minute. I got a better idea.
What?
Why don't we let her do the traffic, and we'll all get naked right now?
No.
<Here's> You know, they come out of the closet, but occasionally they go back.
I got a better idea. Well, let's keep all four of us.
No, I heard a guy in Washington do that once.
No, that's
he
all
just
four
came
of
out
us
of the air and just like, I'm naked.
No, but here's the deal. This would be even better. Anybody could do that.
This
in
is theater
radio
of the mind. We're okay. Naked. Go ahead.
No,
buddy.
Okay.
Let's
we're
keep
naked
our clothes on. We'll all keep our clothes on. Carolyn will keep her clothes on. Let's have all of our listeners take their clothes off right now. Wherever they are, if they're in traffic, doesn't matter. You know, if they're home,
Dan,
they're out jogging.
Dan,
toss your clothes into the ditch. What?
Let me take you back to Thursday at Buffalo Place. A lot of our listeners came up to say hi.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay, everybody keep your clothes on. It's time.
Yeah. Now put your teeth back in and stop picking that mole on your face.
It's 27 minutes after 8. It's Friday on Oldies 104.
Maybe we could take the show on the road, dude.
No.
Carol will join us and we'll all get on a Metro bus.
Yeah.
The Beeline.
Steve with the latest.
72 degrees in Buffalo. Time to check traffic with Carolyn Kerr, who twice in her lifetime they broke the mold for. Carolyn?
Thanks a lot, Steve. This traffic report is brought to you by Metro Bus and Rail, and I'm sure they're very ashamed of that back now.
Dan, it's 8:33, 72 degrees in Buffalo, and normally I have a funny little story at the end of the newscast, but this is just into the Oldies 104 newsroom. Oldies 104 has learned exclusively that a new candidate has thrown his hat into the ring, into the race for the Erie County executive's job.
He is Richard Head, otherwise known as the Deadhead. He gave his campaign speech to some supporters on Dedawana Avenue in Lackawanna this morning.
1977, during the blizzards, our streets were getting plowed, and so was I. Yeah! Yeah, and in 1985, when crime was at its worst, I was there in the Erie County Holding Center.
Again, this story just in. The Deadhead has thrown his hat into the ring. He is running for county executive against Mayor James D. Griffin.
Wait a minute, this
county
just in.
Executive Dennis Gorski.
Correction. Come off the Associated Press wire. He is not, you does it say there has thrown his hat in? He doesn't wear a hat. He's thrown his athletic supporter into the ring.
Okay, but he is in the ring.
He's in the ring.
He has some part of his clothing in the ring.
Yes.
He's running for county executive, and Oldies 104 prepared to make a statement later this morning as to an endorsement of one of the three candidates.
Okay.
And now, more good times and great oldies on the Deadhead Station.
Oldies 104.
Today's episode of The Young and the Tasteless is brought to you by...
Hello! I'm Stan Bozowski. Our streets department is faced with a monumental, or should I say mountain-mental task. We're doing our best, but I gotta be honest with you. When I drive through the city streets and see all that stuff piled at the curb, I gotta ask, where the hell have you been storing that junk? Do you actually have that stuff in your house? Or even your garage? What are you? Does the inside of your home look like the city dump? A hazardous waste landfill's gotta be neater than your place. This is embarrassing. People in third world countries wouldn't even save this crap. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. What do you do? Truck in this trash from some other city? Do businesses without dumpsters pay you to get rid of their garbage? Shape up. They built a Panama Canal quicker than we'll be able to haul away your mess. I'm your director of streets saying, hey, have a nice day.
It's time for The Young and the Tasteless. Real people, real problems, honest. I'm your announcer, Harry Meganad speaking. I'm unable to come to the episode right now, but if you leave your name and number and sexual preference, I'll be sure to get back to you as soon as possible. I be honeymooning, and I hope you can appreciate the announcerous interruptus.
Ooh, look.
I see it. Wow.
I never thought I'd see it.
Well, you live here your entire life, and you tend to get a bit skeptical.
You know, it happens every 120 years.
Sounds like my love life.
It's totally cosmic, man.
You know, in some cities, people won't ever see something this beautiful.
Oh, look at it now.
Let's all just shut up and enjoy it. You don't know how long it might last.
Oh, incredibly harmonious, man.
Harmonious? Wake up and smell the ozone, man. The world is falling apart, and I think this has something to do with it.
You think the alignment of the three has something to do with all the bad things that are happening?
Well, think about it. This comes along once in a blue moon. We got earthquakes, above-average temperatures, and volcanoes, too.
It's a scientific fact that these things have no influence on the world as we know it. You're really being a bummer, man.
Guys, I'm enjoying this cosmic event the same as every other viewer, but it's like the end of the world.
I can see your point. It's rare. It's unlikely that you or I would ever witness an event this earth-shattering again. No pun intended, but it's just a freak of nature. Now relax and enjoy it. It's a miracle.
Quiet, quiet. Here it is again. All three in the same night. Unbelievable.
Repeating our top story once again, the Republicans have nominated Jimmy Griffin for county executive. The Skyway will open in both directions tomorrow. And the Knoxes have agreed to pay a part of the cost for the new arena.
I'm telling you, man, hell is frozen over.
Well, the young and the tasteless, real people. Real problems. And speaking of problems, you know, I flew out here on the world's worst airline. I mean, the service was so bad I had to pack my own meal and lose my own luggage. Oh, yes, the young and the tasteless.
real people, real honeymoons. Oh, coming, honey, and it's only on Woody's 104.
Good morning. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm really excited about calling the Deadhead today because I got him a job. I have some friends over at Beeper One, and I got him a job there, and I just hope he can hang on to this job. Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
Deadhead!
Oh, I bet you're calling to find out how I did in my new sales job yesterday.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I am. I'm really proud that I was able to actually get you a job.
Well, let me just say this, that I was on the job for 1.5 hour, and I received 2 orders. You believe that?
Holy mackerel. Now, 1.5 hour, you got 2 orders?
Yep.
That's great. What were they?
Get the hell out and don't ever come back. But I think I'm just going to stick to a career in drawing unemployment until I'm old enough for Social Security. Hey, unbelievable what happened yesterday after I got fired.
Wait a minute, you got fired?
Yeah, I was walking down by City Hall, and they have one of those helicopters on top of the building.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got in and just, like, started it up.
Wait a minute. You got into the helicopter?
Yeah, well, when I was a nom, I flew a little. So, all of a sudden, Jimmy Griffin came running out with one of his top aides and said, wait, we need you to fly us over the city and investigate this garbage problem. You know?
Well, you didn't fly the helicopter.
Well, if I didn't have 12 beers in me, I probably would have hesitated. But I got the bird up, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they're flying over. And Jimbo starts talking about his campaign, you know?
Yeah.
So he pulls $10 out of his wallet. And he tells this guy, I'm going to throw this out and make some dude happy and maybe he'll vote for me.
Wow.
So Stan says to him, well, why not throw out 2 fives and get 2 voters and make 2 dudes happy? You know?
That makes sense, sure.
So the mayor, he's a sharp man. He pulled out 10 ones and said, I'm going to throw out $10 bills and make 10 dudes happy, and then they'll vote for me.
Sure, that's a great idea.
So, of course, you know, I just turned around and says, hey, Jimbo, why don't you just jump out and make everyone happy?
We are now entering the closing zone. Just as your highways are closed, so do we close this show. Yep, time to say goodbye. Closing.
Goodbye.
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 See you tomorrow.
Have a nice day.
Right here.
On
Oldies 104.1.
We're closed.
For business, but PJ Fox is next over most of these radio networks.
We'll be open again tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Ever notice how when we close, we really didn't yet?
On Oldies 104.
Did I tell you guys about the expansion bid?
We've closed!
WHTT, FM, and AM. Oldies 104.
And now we return to your regular program.